Inside the Bar has decided to take a stand in the upcoming election for Chatham County District Attorney. Despite her soundbite-worthy platitudes, DA Shalena Cook-Jones is allowing violent criminals to get out of jail and prey on our community. I sat down with DA candidate Andre Pretorius and learned things the media has chosen not to cover. Listen in. Something that I think is so vital to this race, and is obviously, you know, this something that I can go on and on and on about. I want to talk about what's happening with serious violent felonies here in Chatham County. And I want to give this a little bit of context because people have been watching this race. I don't think they understand that when the elected DA, when Ms. Jones puts out statistics, she's putting out like national statistics and things like that. When you're talking about what's happening, where are your stats coming from?
Well, the statistics that I'm working off of is literally pulling the cases out of the court system. And so what I'm looking at is the cases that are currently in Chatham County that are being prosecuted in Chatham County. And the numbers that I'm getting are literally going into every single case and looking to see what happened with that case. And it's scary to see what's happening. I mean, we have the serious violent felonies, the people that are getting bonds on those cases and committing murders afterwards. I mean, we've had 18 murders in the last year and a half that have just over a year and a half that were out on not just one, sometimes two, sometimes three, sometimes four other felony cases where they receive bond on, most of them with guns, and then they get out because they're not afraid to do anything because they see there's no repercussions for their actions. And so they go out and they murder somebody. And so there's 18 of those currently. We have 35 people out on bond for murder within the last 3.5 years. We have 19 alone in the last 18 months.
That is insane. And yeah, you know, I got a lot of prosecution. It's all felony. I did major case for a long time. I would be embarrassed.
Yeah.
And especially embarrassed to stand up in front of citizens in this county and say, that's good.
It's not good.
It's not good. And so you've looked at what's happening with these serious violent felonies. Tell me what you're seeing aside from, I mean, obviously the being out on bond and committing another felony is horrific because that is an automatic condition where bond should be revoked.
Yes. And that's the thing that I'm noticing is that when they get another felony, their bonds aren't being revoked. And, you know, the DA will say, well, bond is set by the judge. But the amount of cases that you will see that go through the justice system where a case is not indicted within 90 days, the judge at that point has no choice but to set a bond. Or a case where somebody gets out on a bond because it's their first offense or second offense or whatever, and then gets another felony, and that bond is not revoked, and they get out and get another bond. I mean, that is the ethical responsibility of a prosecutor, is to make sure that the community is safe. I mean, that is your Article 2 of your Constitution, is to make sure that people's property and lives are safe. And if you are not doing that, then you are not doing your job. I mean, your number one ethical obligation is to uphold the law of the state of Georgia. And if you're not protecting the people of this county and the state, then you are not doing your job.
Exactly. So one of the things that you file a motion to revoke bond, and it's not a complicated process. I've done this a lot. But one of the major grounds is likelihood of committing another felony while out on bond. You have proof of it. It's not complicated, but nope. It's not an automatic. The judge can't revoke their bond unless there's a motion brought.
That is correct.
So we're just not doing it because we don't care.
That's what I'm guessing is occurring. And the funny thing about that is because all the new prosecutors that came into that office and are now doing felony cases, these are the things that we trained them to do. Now, I don't know why they are not doing that, but the motions to revoke bond that I created and put in for them to use, they're still using those, but they're just not using them in the cases that are important. I mean, I know this DA says that we need to make sure that serious violent felonies are being done. They're not. I mean, and those are your most important cases because those are the ones that affect our community the most.
Right. That sense of being safe. I don't know how many people I've talked to who are like, I just don't want to go downtown at night.
No.
And these are people who have lived in Savannah their whole lives. And we've had some bad times in this city. And you know, I've been here a long time, but even with that, this is the worst I've seen.
Yeah.
So that's terrifying. Our conversation was wide-ranging, and we do talk specifics about case reductions and sentencing in a longer episode. But this conversation focused on the DA's failure to do the most basic part of her job, not let violent criminals back out on the street. It gets worse. You mentioned to me another case that had a sexual assault in the middle of a bunch of bonds.
Yes.
So
there was another case, and this individual originally was arrested, and that's the first contact that the DA's office had with this case. And so he was already out. He already had three cases.
Oh my God.
And as part of these cases, he it was consented to. This is a consent bond that was given to him. So the DA's office signed off on this bond. And I thought it was kind of crazy that an individual charged with rape would get $1,000 bond.
Oh my God.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Exactly. I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of it either. That is insane.
Never.
That is insane.
It is insane. That, and so this was consented to by the DA's office, and an order was prepared in this case. And the individual was given this bond knowing that he had other cases already.
Wait, the consent bond is on all three cases.
On so all three cases.
You got rape.
You got a property damage claim. And then you've got, I forgot what the other case was, but he had three pending felony cases, not misdemeanors.
Did these all involve the same victim?
Two of them did.
Oh my God. So yeah. What is this poor victim supposed to think about? I called the police and I did what I'm supposed to do. What is she... get out of this.
I don't know. But see, and this is the thing that we were trained as prosecutors. When you are looking at a case, that you have to look at the entire history of an individual. So in this case, he had already had a TPO against him for stalking another victim. He tried to run that victim off the road with his vehicle. So a TPO was granted against him for that individual. On top of that, he then decided that he wanted to make sure that the person that he raped, but prior to the rape, did not leave the house. So he kicked this car door and damaged the vehicle and then poured sand into the gas tank to make sure that that car was not drivable.
Well, so that victim couldn't leave.
So that victim couldn't leave. But unfortunately for him, he poured it in a different person's vehicle. So that person came out and took out warrants for him for damaging her vehicle. Then he got the rape case. So those are three cases already. And that what bugged me the most about this is that as a lawyer, you're supposed to read the things that are put in front of you before you present it to a judge. But in this case, not only did they give him a $1,000 bond, they ordered him to go back to the house by saying that he shall have no violent or harassing contact with the victim. And then on top of that, what made it worse is that they ordered him to have a gun because they said he shall own or possess a firearm, replicas, and ammunition.
So he is ordered by the court to go out and get a gun? Is that how that reads?
That's exactly how this
and
reads.
And I'm sorry, someone who is considered a senior prosecutor in the present office signed off on that.
Yes, they absolutely did.
What happened after that?
So right after that, he got out, and about 2 or 3 months later, he tried to kill this lady.
Same victim.
Same victim. Aggravated assault.
What are
the
we
same
doing?
Victim. I have no idea what they're doing over there. And these are the things that I saw, and that because originally I never thought about running for DA. But when I see these things happening, and it happens over and over, this is just a very small percentage of the cases that are occurring there. And there's so many more of these things that are happening.
Well, I want to make it clear, you're saying it's a small percentage. Is this, we're talking about a small percentage. It is not a small percentage that they are screwing up in this way.
No, no.
It is a very large percentage. I've seen some of it myself.
Yes.
So this isn't a drop in the bucket. This is why we have the level of crime we have right now.
Yes, exactly. Because people aren't afraid.
So the DA is not just failing to live up to her constitutional responsibilities regarding bonds. She is agreeing to let violent criminals out to reoffend. You mentioned something also when we were talking about some of these serious violent felonies before. There was some statistic involving rapes, like 15 rapes. What was that?
Yes. So I looked at some of the rape cases that came out in the last year and a half. And I will say this, 70% of the people that have gotten charged with rape were released on bond. And like
what?
I said, 70%
whoa, whoa, whoa,
of them.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yes.
Rape is a serious, it's one of the seven deadly sins on by statute.
Yeah. Yep. And some of them is because they didn't indict him within 90 days. And some of them are, I mean, I have, the one guy that was given a $1,000 bond. I have another guy that was on a $1,500 bond, then got arrested again for another serious injury with DUI, which means he was drunk driving a vehicle and then almost killed somebody. And I was just saying, there's another case, got out on bond, and that case is still not indicted. And this is these are cases that happened since 2023. I mean, I'm not talking about the entire reign of her, of the current DA. I'm talking about within the last year and a half, these are the people that are getting bonds. And so there is absolutely no protection for victims when these things come out. And you can say don't have contact, but there's no way to enforce that when they're actively going to their house, actively going to their door, and you consent to bonds where you're telling them to go back to the house and get a gun.
That's so comically bad. I mean, it's so embarrassing because that looks like a form order too. Like, oh, this is my consent order, has go get a gun. Are you kidding me? Because it's like the middle sentence. It's not like,
no,
like, I don't know. I mean, I
there's only five sentences on this page. How would you not read that? I mean, that's just horribly bad.
Violent crime is no joke. You can make a difference. Take action and vote for Andre Pretorius for DA in Chatham County.